pray.
Amen. If I'm audible, can you give me an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank God for this retreat, and I want to appreciate all of us for making time to be here. This is our last message for tonight. You want to be sure that you are fully, fully attentive. We are going to go through the pages of the scriptures. Be sure to open your Bible, be active, take notes, so that you will leave the presence of God fulfilled. And we will end this retreat with the resurrection power on Sunday in Jesus' name. Our message tonight is titled, The Narrow Way. The Narrow Way. Turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14. We want to read the verse there, number 12. Proverbs 14, the verse is 12. The word of God tells us there that there is a way, there is a principle, there is a lifestyle, there is an opinion, there is a philosophy which seemeth right unto a man. It is not actually right, but it appears to be right. It seems right unto a man. It is not right in the sight of God, but unto a man it seemeth right. But we will not go far, and then we are told thereof are the ways of death. There is a way which seems right, a habit, a behavior, unto a man, unto a woman, unto a boy, unto a girl. But the end are the ways of death. And often when people are making choices and decisions, it's only made with the here and now, without the end in mind. I pray the Lord will make us wise-hearted, and we will always consider the end. Matthew 7, the verse is 13. Matthew 7, verse 13. The word of God again tells us there, enter ye in at the straight gate, the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because it seemeth right unto a man, because it appears attractive. Many there be which go in thereat, but it leads to destruction. They don't see the end of that way, they only see the beginning of that way. And a lot of people walk in that way. Verse 4 tells us, because straight, narrow is that gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. It is only those who are looking far beyond the life here and now who find this one. Because to the natural eye, to the human eye, it's unappealing, it's unattractive. To those who are just looking at the outward, this narrow way is not comely, but those who have the end in mind, they find this way. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes of understanding, and you will see as the Lord sees. You know, the most precious and valuable things in life are not always the most popular and attractive. And it only takes the most diligent, the most patient of people, those who are forward-looking, those who have eternity in view, those who just don't look at here, life, and now to find those one. As you know, life presents us with many choices. You woke up this morning and you had a lot of things to do with your life. Even this very hour, you have a lot of choices. As you are seated there right now, there are a lot of things competing for your attention. Many choices, many decisions on a daily, hourly basis, we are confronted with them. Whereas some of the choices and decisions we make have little or no consequences, others have, in fact, eternal consequences. Some may seem trivial, but others can be really life-defining. And the question to you and to me is this: which of these gates have you entered? Which of these roads are you currently traveling on? Is it the broad and the easy one, or the narrow and the hard one? What you need to bear in mind tonight is that you cannot travel on two different roads at the same time. You are either here nor there. You cannot combine the worship of God with the worship of the devil at the same time. Remember, the Lord knoweth those who are his. And the command is that let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That is the command of the Lord. The way of the cross is a narrow, it's a difficult, it's a hard, it's an unattractive one. But the good news is that it eventually, those who have the end in sight and in mind, it leads home. We'll look at our first point of discussion, the decision and necessity of picking a way. We mentioned a while ago that we are faced with many choices, many decisions to make in life. And it is necessary for us to decide whom we will serve, which way we will walk on, which gate we will enter, and we need to pick and choose. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis 2, the verse is 15. Open your Bible. Take note, be active, stay attentive. Genesis 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thou thereof, thou shalt surely die. The Lord gave them the options and gave them the consequences of the choices and the decisions they will make. That is the decision. And that decision was in the hands of Adam. That decision was, in fact, Eve was not around when this command, these options were presented to Adam. And the Lord continues to give us options. The Lord continues to leave us to make decisions about what we will do with this life that he has given to us, because ultimately we will account for the life he gave us and how we spent that life. Deuteronomy 30, We read from 15, 30, from 15. The Lord says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good. There's a choice to make, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish. And that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record, to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. But as a loving father, I counsel you, it's life. Choose eternal life, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give to them. So, right from Genesis, we had choices. The children of Israel had choices to make. They had decisions to make. And that still continues. You have a choice. You have a decision to make. You remember in Matthew 7, we read a while ago, you see, there were two gates. There were two ways. There were two kinds of travelers, two kinds of crowds, two sets of people. Those walking in the narrow way and those walking in the broad way. There are two destinations, one to life, one to destruction. Where are you? Where do you stand right now? Which of these choices have you settled on? Remember, you cannot combine the two. You need to make a choice. You need to take a decision. I pray you will choose wisely. In Joshua 24, from verse 14, Joshua 24, 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, because God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, whatever a woman soweth, that is what he's going to reap. So fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Not like, well, pastor called and said, the program has started, can you join? Yeah, you reluctantly connected to Zoom, you are on, but you are not here. Serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. You can combine idol worship with the worship of this God. It's either or. You can't combine. And verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What a decision. What a confession. What a resolution. I pray to be yours and mine. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, if my children decide not to go the way of the Lord, it's their own cup of tea. Well, I've been telling my wife, he decided to eat her own cup of tea. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other God. Talk is very cheap. Talk is very cheap. And look at what happened in from verse 17. For the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserves us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. They were just going to mimic, copy Joshua. Yeah, we remember how nice and kind God has been to us. We will also serve the Lord. Verse 19. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord. He knew their ways of life. He knew their heart. He knew their past action. You cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, he will burn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, because you have made a choice and you cannot combine the worship of God with the worship of any other medium, now, therefore, put away, said he, the strange God which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. You cannot combine worshipping God with worshipping the world and serving Satan at the same time. There is a way to pick, there is a choice to make, there is a decision to take. And then we are told in verse 24, and the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Brothers and sisters, we know the rest of the story. As soon as Joshua died, you go to the book of Judges, and there's a common refrain. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what seemed right in his own sight. They couldn't keep that promise. I pray the Lord will give you that resolution. You probably have made promises to God in the past, said some nice things to God in the past. You keep going up and coming down, but let this day be the decisive moment where you will make the choice and stick with the choice. The rain or sunshine, life or death, this is the way I have chosen. The way of the cross, because I know it will eventually lead home. Jeremiah 21, verse 8. I want to know if you are there. Please go ahead and read for us. Jeremiah 21, verse 8. If you cite it, Jeremiah 21, the verse is 8.
Jeremiah chapter. Okay, go ahead.
Correct. Please go ahead, Pastor.
Continue, Brahman.
Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. And unto these people that shall say, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death.
God bless you, my brother. I set before you the way of life and the way of death. The choice is in your hands. The decision is in your hands. It is yours to decide where you want to stand. We have seen so far, brothers and sisters, that God does not remote control anyone. He has freely given you your choice. He has freely given you your will. But remember, Whatever choice, whatever decision you make, there are consequences. You will have to account for the choices you made. But as we have also seen, God is a loving Father. And He always says, choose life. I pray you will listen to His voice. And you will shut your ears to the ugly nonsense speaking to you from all kinds of quarters, that this way of the cross is too backward and behind the times. You need to abandon it and join the multitude. There is no middle ground. You have to make a personal choice and decision. And your decision determines whether or not you are wise-hearted. Moody tells us that, I believe in my soul that there are more at this day. On a day like this, being lost for want of decision than for any other thing. I hope you will not be indecisive. Listen to Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. My brother, my sister, you are probably in the valley of decision right now. You see the two ways, the two gates, the two crowds, the two destinations in front of you. Where will you go? Which side are you picking? I pray you will choose wisely. In our second point of discussion, we are looking at the delusion in the new and popular way. The new and popular way. Let's go back to Matthew. We read chapter 7, the verse is 13. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many multitudes there be which go in thereat. Because they are deluded, they are deceived, because it appears attractive, because of the multitudes in the way, but they are not looking at the end. Remember, there is a way that seemeth right. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The way of the educated is right in his own sight. The way of that young man is right in his own sight. The way of the lady is right in his own sight. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. The word of God is your counsel today. I pray you will be wise. You will listen to the counsel of the scriptures. Because we read a while ago in 14:12 that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, unto a woman, but the end, because of the delusion, because they've been made to believe in a lie, it leads to destruction. Still in Proverbs, let's look at the chapter numbered 5 and read from verse 1. Proverbs 5, verse 1. My son, my daughter, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman, brothers, the lips of a strange man, sisters, drop as an honeycomb. And his mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood. The deluded are easily taken by the mouth because it's so smooth. The words are so charming, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet eventually go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. But if you are just looking at the sweet talk and mouth, because there is a way that seemeth right, and you only see the sweet talk, you don't see where the feet are leading you to, you will follow. That's what happens. You take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou cannot know them. It takes the Spirit of God to discern. Hear me now, therefore, O you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. As you are listening to this word of God, this is the counsel of God to you. This is the best man I have ever met. This is the best woman. You remember what Delilah did to Samson. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh to the door of her house, lest thou give thy honor unto others, and thy ears unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou eventually mourn at the last. When it is too late, when thy flesh and body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction? It will be too late. When you come to the realization, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, I've not obeyed the voice of my pastors, because I felt I was more educated, more intelligent, more wise than them. I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and I've not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil. That is what happens in the popular way, the broad way. All evil. It accommodates anything. I was always in all evil, in the midst of the congregation and assembly. You are still in the church. I'm a deeper life. But you are almost in all evil. You need to take counsel tonight. And escape. Because it might be too late. Chapter 6 of Proverbs. We read there from verse 20. Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 20. My son, listen to that gentle voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. My son, my daughter, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, this word of God you are tired of hearing, it shall talk with thee. Why? For the commandment is a lamp. This word you are hearing is a lamp. And the law is light and reproves. Well, why are they talking to me like that? I don't like to be spoken to in that way. And then you disconnect and you go, because your ego is perforated. The reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Why? To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thy heart, because it will eventually lead you to destruction. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. And remember, the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. The adulteress will hunt for the precious life. And we are told in 27, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? I am having fun. I am chilling. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burnt? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief. If he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committed adultery with a woman, that is the popular way, that is the modern way. There are so many women, there are so many men, why do you allow one to pin you down? Whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. However intelligent, educated they may be, they lack understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. I am having fun, I am having fun, I am chilling. Because the way seems right, but he's destroying his own soul. And listen to verse 33, a wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. May the Lord help us to take counsel. This is retreat. We will read the scriptures because there's nothing else to read. And don't be tired. Be active, open the pages of the scriptures, listen to counsel, listen to the word of God. In chapter 7 of Proverbs, from verse 6, for at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, those who are easily deceived, the undiscerning, the deluded. I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths because of their youthful exuberance, because they think they are, Gen Z, because they see us as baby boomers and whatever they call us. I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding, a young woman void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, because he's only looking at the here. He doesn't look at the end, that it will lead to destruction. And he went to the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. Then met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. That is the popular way. That is the broad way. We don't talk about Christian dressing. You can wear anything and be anything. Just bring anything. And subtle of heart. Characteristically, this woman, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the street, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. She caught him and kissed him. Said, what a nice woman is this. What a wonderful treat is this. Delusion. With an impudent face, said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vow. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face. And I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry and carved works with fine linen of Egypt. I have even perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. This is wonderful. It's amazing. For the good man is not at home. Nobody is looking at us. He's gone on a long journey. God himself is on holiday. He doesn't really care about what is happening to the world. Well, the moment he finished creating the world, he just went and found something to do with himself. So don't worry about all this church and Bible and all those things. There's no hell. They will tell you. You die, that is it. It's over. Verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. She said, I didn't want to do it. Well, why did you go there in the first place? The grace of God will not keep you where the will of God will not send you. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the fluttering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock. He just followed sheepishly. Till a dart strike through his liver. As a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. He didn't know it was a trap. And that the adulteress will hunt for the precious soul. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend unto the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her path. Why? For she has cast down many wounded. The world, Babylon, has cast down many believers wounded. Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell. It's the broad way. It leads to destruction. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. The broad way has a lot of traffic and attraction. A lot of people are inside. It is the easy. It is the popular. It is the new, 21st century modern way. It's the majority way. Well, everybody is doing it. Why are we just being so, so closed and bigoted? It's just the majority way. That way, the broad way, it accommodates anyone. Anything goes. The ungodly, the worldly, the materialistic, the carnal, everybody can come inside. It is the way of liberty, freedom, license to do anything. All kinds of passions, all kinds of appetites are allowed. There are no baggage restrictions. You can carry anything. You can check in excess luggage for free. It's the free way. But sadly, this way is the express way to hell. It is the express way to hell. It is the way of destruction. I pray you will take counsel. I pray you will not be deluded. And if you have already been deluded, maybe you are already on the narrow path, you were deluded to come to this way because of the traffic and attractions. Today, may you resolve and listen to counsel. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, in verse 9, he He says, rejoice, O young man, O woman. In thy youth, let thy heart cheer thee. In the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart. That's what people are doing. That's what people in the Broadway do. In the sight of thy eyes, anything, go for it. Whatever makes you happy, do it. But know that thou, for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, because there is judgment, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. Why? For this childhood and youth are vanity. They are vanity. And then in chapter 12, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. When the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have pleasure in them. They no longer appeal to me. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, or the clouds return after the rain. Take an immediate step. Don't delay, because delay can be dangerous. In chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, verse 8, we are told, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing in that broad way, nor the ear filled with hearing. Like those Athenians, they always want to hear something new. The thing that has been, they say, it's the new way. That is the new way. This is the modern one. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done, is that we shall be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. It's the same old serpent and his old tricks. Nothing has changed. Is there anything that it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. And verse 11 says, there is no remembrance of former things. Neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Spurgeon tells us that Satan can make men dance upon the brink of hell as though they were on the verge of heaven. They are excited. On a solemn day like this, they are having fun. It's the popular way, but it leads to destruction. Let's finally look at the delight, the joy in the narrow but promising way. Remember the narrow way. In Matthew 7, where we read, we were told about the narrow way, that few people are in that one, but it leads to life. It may be difficult, but it leads to life. It is a lonesome, walk alone kind of way. It appears costly. And you don't need to do this, I don't need to do that, I don't need to do that. It's old-fashioned way to the world. It's an unpopular way. It's an unpopular way. This is the way of the minority. Are we the only people going to heaven? Hey, don't do this, don't do that, don't wear this, don't go here. All these other people, will God take all of them to hell? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. That way that is broad leads to destruction. This is the way of the minority. It is the holy, holy people way. It is the holy way. This narrow way is the way of persecution and opposition. Those who walk and decide to choose this way will face persecution, they will face opposition. But it's the most promising way. May the Lord help us to choose wisely. Luke 13, I want to know you are there. I want a sister to help us read verse 23 to 25. Luke 13, 23 to 25. Any sister should unmute and help us. 23 to 25.
Chapter 13, verse 23 to 25. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. We had a question, Lord. Are there few that will be saved? And Christ said, strive to enter. It means the word strive that Christ you tells us that it's a difficult way. Strive. But because it leads to life, eventually strive to enter in at the straight gate. Because many will wish they are inside. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I want to go to heaven, but they are not ready to pay the price. They wouldn't be able. Brothers and sisters, the door shuts eventually. The door is going to be shut. That's why you need to deal with this with all the seriousness it deserves. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we are reading from verse 8, 2 Timothy 2 from verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble because I chose. Wherein I suffer trouble because I'm in the narrow way. As an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things because I know this way is the promising way. I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying that if we be dead with him because we have chosen the narrow way, we shall also live with him. If we suffer with him in the narrow way, we shall also reign with him, because the way of the cross leads home. If we deny him because we think it's unpopular, because we think we are being mocked and teased, if we deny him, he will also eventually deny us. That is the edict, and that is the verdict. Romans 8, the verse is 17. The narrow but promising. 8, 17, and 18. And if children, then heirs of God, here we may be called all kinds of names. But it's promising because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The suffering comes with glorification. Don't miss the glorification because of the suffering. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, the afflictions of this present time, the mockings of this present time, the shame of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's just by the drop in the ocean. You know, the price you will have to pay in this narrow way, and the dividend you will eventually reap if you persist and continue. If you are not, you know, distracted, you cannot quantify. In 2 Corinthians, the chapter is 4, and we'll read from verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 12, and then we continue from 16 to 18. We are troubled on every side. Those of us who have chosen the narrow way expect that to happen, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not despairing because we are looking at the end of the road. Persecuted, I told you that will come, but not forsaken by God. Cast down because of things that we are being denied, but we are not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which are alive are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. Verse 16. For which cause we faint not, because of the promise, because of the glory, because it leads home. For this cause we faint not. Maybe you are in this way. You are fainting. And you said, I am tired. I think I had better go and join this popular gang. For this cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 17, for our light affliction. Marriage affliction, career affliction, call it whatever affliction, it is but for a moment. It has an expiry date. It worketh for us, it is preparing for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And because we look not at the things which are seen, and that is what the people in the popular way do. They are only looking at the things here and now. But we look not at the things which are seen, because the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Oh, where is heaven? Can you see heaven? Have you been there before? Does it even exist? Seeing is believing. That is what the world will tell you. But for those in this narrow way, believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. That is the kingdom principle. The narrow way is Jesus Christ himself, because he said, I am the way. Remember, there is a way, but Christ is the way. Now the question to you, my sister, is this. Are you on the way, or you have chosen a way? If you have a way and you know, obviously it is not a way that will take you to this home, you need to today take the decision and come to the way of Jesus. It is the promising way that leads to eternal life and light. I want a brother to help us read Isaiah 35, verse 8 to 10. Isaiah 35, verse 8 to 10. Any brother helping us?
Isaiah 35,
verse
8. An highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, do fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. 10. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
God bless you for the reading. You see the characteristics of this narrow but promising way. It is a highway. It is the way of holiness. So if you are not interested in holiness, my sister, my brother, it means you are in the popular one. And remember, it leads to distraction. For this narrow way, it is the way of holiness. Deeper life, it's not deeper life mentioned in the Bible. It is the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it. No. You can't be in the narrow way and be unclean. No. Fools can't be there. The deluded can't walk in there. No lion nor lion-like behavior is tolerated there. Ravenous beasts are not allowed there. But it's for the redeemed, the saved, the born again, the truly born again, the saved ones. They walk in this way. And eventually, everlasting joy will be upon their heads. Despite the pain, despite the sorrow, they will obtain joy and gladness. And all the sorrow of today, all the sighing of today, all the denials of today will eventually flee away. I pray you will be in this way. Spurgeon is telling us that the furnace of affliction in that narrow way is a good place for you and for me as a Christian. It benefits you. It helps you to become more like Christ. And it is fitting you for heaven. There are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here below. And so if you are only interested in the crown and you don't want the cross, it means you don't want to be in heaven. And remember, nobody will go to heaven by luck or chance. The Lord knows those who are his. Let anyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let's round up with Luke chapter 6, verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples, and by extension, you and me, who have decided to walk in this way, and said, blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, because you chose this way. The Lord says that you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, because of the treatment from the majority way. From the people in the popular way. You are weeping now. The Lord says, you shall laugh eventually. Blessed are you when men shall hate you because you chose the minority way. When they shall separate you from their company, it's the holy people coming. and shall reproach you, abuse you, insult you, tease you, and mock you, and cast your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Stop crying. The Lord says, rejoice in that day and leap, jump for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did your fathers unto the prophet. But now listen to what is going to happen to those in the popular way. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. I want you to bring your heart before God. Where are you, my sister? Where are you, my brother? Where do you stand? Have you picked a way? Have you made a choice? The two gates, the two ways, the two crowds, the two travelers, the two destinations. Choose you this day whom you will serve. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Make a choice. And choose wisely. Are you in the popular way? Are you in the broad way? Are you in the majority way? The Lord is cautioning you that don't be deluded. If the world deluded you in the past, tonight is a moment of decision. Maybe you were already in the narrow way and you were tempted because of the heavy traffic and attractions of that popular way. You have abandoned the narrow one. You are already inside. Maybe you are at this moment knocking on that door. Hey, can I join you? Can I join you? The Lord says, take counsel. Because that way leads to hell. It is the express way to hell. It is the express way to hell. There is a way that seems right unto a man, unto a boy, unto a young man, unto a young man. But the end. My sister, don't just look at the here and now, look at the end. Factor into your decision and the choice the end. Don't be a fool. Choose wisely. Let the end be in view. Don't just look at just what I see. Choose wisely. Are you already in the narrow way? My sister, stay there. Stay there. Stay there. It leads home. It will eventually lead home. However unpopular, however difficult, however challenging it may be, it will eventually lead home. Are you weeping now, my sister? Bro, are you weeping now? The Lord says you will eventually laugh. Because the sufferings of this time, the sufferings of this generation, the sufferings of this moment are not worthy to be compared, oh, to the glory that is coming. To the glory that is coming, you will not miss that. You will not miss that one. You will not miss that one. You don't have to miss that one. The way of the cross leads home. The way, however challenging, however difficult, however unappealing, however, however, However unattractive it is, the way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know tonight that the way of the cross will eventually lead home, my brother. Remember, it is the highway. It is the way of holiness. You were once so holy, but you have been deluded with the flattery. You have been swept off your feet now. Return to the highway. The detours of the past, the shortcuts of the past, abandon them. Return to the highway. It is the way of the redeemed, the way that leads home. Choose wisely. Choose wisely tonight. Choose wisely tonight. And remember, the way of the cross will lead home. Whatever happens, eventually, the way of the cross will lead home. Pastor, please take it up.
Brethren, we want to continue to pray. The Lord has assured our hearts the way of the cross leads home. There's a moment that you want to assess your life in the mirror of the word that you have just heard. Are you on that narrow path, on that narrow way that leads home? There is a way that seemeth right. It is not right, but it seemeth right unto a man. Maybe you're on the narrow path, and the challenges of the Broadway came, temptations came, and you gave heed. Tonight, you can come back. Tonight, the arms of the Lord are opened. If only you will say, Lord, here am I. Remember that prodigal son. He says, I will arise and go back to my father. This evening, your resolve should be, I will arise. Don't stay in that broad way. Don't continue on that broad path. Don't keep yourself deluded. For yet a little while, and him that will come, will come. You want to ask the Lord to help you. Are you on that narrow path? Ask for the grace. Ask for God's strength to remain on that narrow path. It requires diligence. It requires discipline. It requires prayer. It requires God's grace. And tonight, you want to ask the Lord, Father, keep me on this narrow path. All the challenges that may come, you must delight on that narrow path. Let's pray and ask the Lord, Lord, and an highway shall be there. The strength, the grace to walk on that narrow path. Others may find it boring. Others may find it so strict. Others may find it, I mean, what is all this? But you have resolved, I will walk on this highway of holiness. Let's ask the Lord, Father, give me the grace. Whatever the challenges may be, whatever the temptations may be, God's grace is available. We heard before this time that my grace is sufficient for thee. The Easter It's not just a fanfare. It's not a moment of merrymaking or fun having or just partying here and there. It is a moment to reflect on Christ's resurrection power. It is that power that keeps us on that highway. Ask God, Lord, tonight, I need the grace to stay in the confines of the narrow way. Let's ask that the Lord will help us. He's able to do it. Pray and tell the Lord. Spurgeon said, there are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here on earth. Take up your cross. Follow the Lord. The cross may be heavy, but His grace is sufficient. You want to ask Him, Lord, give me the grace. Come back, O careless soul. Heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment unprepared to meet the Lord. And this Easter, this weekend, the Lord wants to bring us back on that narrow path. His arms are wide stretched. Stretch forth your hand. And like Peter, say, Lord, save me. Yes, He will do it. With the heart, you believe. With the mouth, you must confess. You cannot meditate on the word. You must pray it out. You say, well, I'm thinking about it. Pray it out. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, Lord, I have gone out of the narrow way. Lord, I am in the broad way. Bring me into the narrow way. Open your mouth. Tell it out unto the Lord. For He heareth you. Finally, you want to ask that the Lord will keep you fortified in this narrow way. Like we heard, the broad way will come with all its in quote, the new, the modern, the things which are creeping in for attention, which are coming in for attention. But you want to ask the Lord, keep me abiding. Abide in me and I in you. That is the only way by which we will be able to walk on that narrow path. And when in the end, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, or should death take us home, we will meet on that grave beyond. And we say, indeed, it was good we decided for the Lord. Don't be among the multitudes in the valley of decision. What if I give my life to Christ today? I mean, what if I wait and do it next month? What if I finish my degree? What if I do this? Don't be in the valley of decision. Decide for the Lord. Decide for Him, and He will hear you. Thank God for this evening. Thank Him that He has heard you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bless the Lord, because tonight is brought into your life, is brought into my life, is brought into our life, is salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Our Father, we are so grateful unto you tonight. Thank you, Father, for your word that has come unto us, the narrow way. You have shown us and you are teaching us tonight of the need and the person for us to decide for the Lord. Many people, Father, have gone on that broad way, heading for hell. But tonight, you have opened our eyes and you have shown us the way that Jesus is the way to you. Lord, we pray as many that have come unto you with an open heart, asking for your mercy. Your word has said, whosoever shall call upon you, Lord, you will save. Father, we are asking that you bring down your salvation, bring down your forgiveness, bring down, Father, your peace in the heart, in the mind of every single individual in Jesus' name. Father, for as many who have gone out of the narrow way and are now racing on the broad way, racing on that broad path, going all and all, but tonight they have realized the need for them to return and to retrace their steps unto you. Just as the prodigal son arose and went back to his father, just as when Peter came to his senses, came back and sought your face, Lord, we are asking that everyone, anyone that is turning away from the broad way and is desiring, Father, to walk on the narrow path, we pray that with your open arms, you will welcome such individuals home in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you will blot out and erase the past life, the life of sin, the life of merrymaking, the life of happiness on the broad way. Wipe it out and give them the grace to walk on the narrow path. Father, for as many who are walking on this narrow path, who are asking for your grace, Father, to pursue, to continue steadfastly, continuously until the very end, we pray that your grace will be much more available. Pour upon your people the grace to walk on this narrow path, so that when you shall return in your glory, you'll have every cause to rejoice and to meet you in the air. We thank you for our Father and our Pastor, whom you have used, Father, to bless us tonight. Lord, we are asking that your grace will be available in his life, that he will continually walk on that narrow path you have used him to show us tonight. We pray that more of your power you will grant him, more of your wisdom you will grant him, so that as we shall meet again, use him, Father, to renew and to reveal more of your word unto us. As we continue this retreat, as we are ending tonight and continue tomorrow, Lord, we pray that you will help us to reflect tonight of Christ's resurrection power, so that we will come back strengthened, renewed for another day. Thank you, dear Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Want to unmute your mic in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 God bless you. God bless you so much for staying up until now. We began at 4, and all too soon, we have brought today's session to a close. And God bless you for coming. You've done so well. And next tomorrow, we'll be continuing, and we'll be starting at exactly 9:30. At exactly 9:30. By 9:59, I want to believe the platform will be open. You can come, you can start praying.